The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power door. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. We're here, Bravo, talking Beverly Hills Reunion, Salt Lake City.
We're not at BravoCon. Did you see the Kathy conga line?
Yeah.
Kathy's eyes looked possessed.
Yeah, they look nuts. I think, you know, BravoCon is fascinating. If anybody's going, please.
Yeah, Kat, our girl Kat, she's messaging stuff already. Yeah, she said she missed the blow deck cast. She's hilarious. She got VIP to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills today and got her husband general admission. She gotta love that. He doesn't
That's
need
hilarious.
VIP.
I just there's a there. It's to me, it's too God, overwhelming. When you look at the schedule and the amount of people, it's like, how are you even supposed to navigate this event? I don't even. It's like overwhelming.
Oh my God, she's standing right there. She just sent us a picture of Jennifer Aiden. I would die. I'm jealous. I really would. I don't have, if I have to go broke though to go, I wouldn't enjoy it because I just don't have the money right now. But if I lived in the area, I would enjoy it. I think it would be fun.
Yeah. It would be fun, but it's a lot. I don't know if I'm not a group activity person like that.
I want to hear from people in Kat, like if it seems too big, if 10,000 people a day is too much, maybe keep it really exclusive.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to keep 10,000 people happy who spent a fortune, not a fortune. Yeah. It really wasn't that crazy, but they spent good money to go. It's hard to keep that many people happy, I think, right?
Right.
And get them in. And are they paying these Bravo celebrities to show up, or is it like you better participate,
or
you
their contract or something, I would imagine.
Yeah,
right.
I would be annoyed as fuck if I was a Bravo celebrity having to deal with these wackadoos.
Well, you know, they're smart because Bravo has the booths, so you go buy your summer house shit and your fucking lover
but all
boy
the, no like, that's smart but like everybody is out in New York City, boots on the ground, taking pictures with all these people just stalking from this with social media.
I know.
It could get dangerous almost.
Yeah.
But it sounds fun.
You want to start with Winter House? What was your most fun this week? Bravo Spear.
I forgot. I was just watching it. Well, I thought Tyler was going to snap on me at any moment. So I feel bad. I needed to watch it with a finer tooth comb, but I forgot about it last night. And so I watched like half before I was falling asleep. And then I watched the rest this morning. And I can't stand. I can't stand Paige's voice. I can't stand the way she talks.
Paige and Craig, man. Craig's coming across like
Craig looks like a crackhead.
Back on the sauce. He seems completely out of it.
Sweaty,
to me, like sweaty, a little
gross.
Cracky, a little angry. Very
aggressive.
The way he's yelling at Ciara, whatever her name is.
Yes.
The way they're yelling at each other, the way he's yelling at everybody, the way he was yelling when they were playing that game. Like, and he hates Luke, which is weird. Like, why do you have to hate Luke? Luke's a simpleton. Like, I don't feel like Luke's someone to hate. And he's like, I don't want to be paired up with Luke. Luke's already smiling at me. It's like, what are you, 5 years old? He sounds like my toddler.
It's very mean girlish.
It's
weird. That's why he was in with Shep and Austin.
Well, you notice like when they first walk in and they find out that it's Luke there, like Craig tried to turn around and walk back down the stairs. And then he's like, oh, hey. And then he's like, there's fundamental differences between the two of us. It's like, I was rooting for Craig. This first episode was a horrible, horrible showing for him. I thought he
looked like Paige acts like she's never met Luke.
Right. It was weird.
And the whole fireworks story about how you go blow off fireworks. It's very mean girlish. I don't know. I don't like.
And
Craig.
Then throwing the cash
Paige bugs
at,
me.
At Kyle and Amanda.
That was funny though, but it didn't shut those losers up.
No, I mean, it was
they
funny,
never even
but
talked
it
to him.
Like,
no, it's really
the what I guess what's the word I'm looking for? Like the
audaciousness.
Yeah. Yes, to just like throw money in your face. Like you're
and
fucking
he's got
Donald
hundreds.
Trump. It's like, yeah.
And
it's so weird.
What's he making that much money off that dumb book that it should be firewood? I mean, who would read that book?
I think it's a stupid pillow company.
Really, that many people buying those pillows for their dogs to pee on.
I know.
And I love how I do love his play on words with everything is so whatever SEW. It was very smart. Every time I see it, I'm like, oh, that's so catchy and stupid. Yeah. I'm like, I can't stand. And then when Craig acts like that to Sierra, and it makes me feel like he wants to have sex with Sierra, and him and Paige have only been together. 5 months.
5 months
it seems
of
like
time,
they've been together 5 years.
I know. It feels like eons of time. I think that my issue is we didn't need the florist. Nobody knows her. They haven't
She's
seen her
cute.
Since the wedding.
How it's, old is she?
No point. They should have kept it to the six core. It should have been like the two couples, Luke, and then you have like you got the other, you got Lindsay and Carl come in, and then you have weekend visitors, like all
yeah.
these fucks.
I think
that no
Sandoval
one
and Tom will be fun to watch. I'm excited
that would be
for
great,
them.
Right? But that's what it should have been. Like you just mm-hmm. rotate people through for 2 weeks. We don't need new people that we need to pretend like we care about that no one's going to.
Why does
no
Shep not
remember.
Get on the collab board, the collab train?
He's too old, maybe.
It's weird that like Jax even seems too old. But he's the same as he was on the same realm as the Toms. But since the Toms haven't had a baby, it's like once you have a baby, you're dried
you're
up
like
goods.
Ancient.
It's so funny. Because imagine Jax up in there.
God, that'd be a nightmare. I hated seeing Jason after we interviewed him.
I hate him.
Such a bore. He's so boring. No one
Why
cares.
Is he back?
I have no idea.
And Luke That's is so already stealing his girl. That is funny.
I love the way Luke comes in hard in the paint. Like if he sees a chick, he's like going after it. And I think it's hilarious. I also love him being like, listen, there's nothing better than like a snowflake touching the ground in the silence.
And he's in the hot tub like, I make maple syrup, you know, so that's
and when he walked into a room like, and she had a fireplace. He's like, oh, you had a fireplace. Like he's just like, he's.
That reminds me like Tyler's pickup line was the very first thing Tyler said to me was I got a lot of trees over here in my apartment if you want to come see them. And we always laugh about that. Luke is cute, but Jason was very handsome in the Zoom. I thought he was really cute.
Yeah. He does not look as cute. I feel like
he does not he does not resonate on TV.
Aren't like doing anything.
But he's very, very handsome in person. So I can't imagine how love to have one night with Luke, one night with Jason. They're both so dumb, too. You can't have a conversation.
So
and they're talking about crypto. You're probably any crypto I bought in that stupid shit is bottomed out and I'll probably never see that money again. So they're sitting there talking about, oh, my crypto. And the girl does look just like Lindsay. It's
just
creepy.
Like Lindsay. It's
God
wild.
Bless the casting on that one.
That was good. I mean, even like Craig's friend, like at the end of the episode where Craig's like standing on the table and then the guy's like jumping up and trying to jump down. It's like, all right, bro, we are no longer in a frat. You guys are approaching.
I do like his white trashness of his vibe. I do like him.
Oh, it is. Yeah. He belongs. He feels like he belongs on Floribama Shore. Like,
yes, he does. He does. Yes, he does.
Him and a long haired. What's his face?
He's not cute.
Like, doing their thing. No, I don't find
But he tries really hard to be cute. We'll see if it. Transforms.
Even Sierra's like, I mean, he like he acts like he's some dumb gym bro, but like he's not. And it's like he actually owns gyms. Like I you know what I mean? Like he
he's
actually
a business
is a gym
guy.
Bro. It's like, okay.
I mean, it's good for him, I guess, but he just probably had rich parents who gave him some money and he just gave it to somebody he met at a bar.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
I can't stand it's freaky to see Amanda and Kyle get along so well.
It is. It's really creepy. But honestly, it's kind
it feels
of refreshing.
Genuine. Yeah.
I don't need it. If all it took for them to figure it the fuck out was get married, then thank God. Because like I
and
didn't want to watch any more of their
So every relationship who seems like you should light each other on fire, get married. Right. But they do genuinely seem happy. It's freaky.
I know. They do. It's weird.
Or Amanda, the pill. The pill is a... It'll be interesting, I think, in another 30 years to see the research of what the pill's done to our bodies. Like,
that literally, like, I went off the pill and got pregnant, like, the next month. Like, right. That fast. And it's like, you know, sometimes it happens like that, and sometimes it's like...
Yeah, you just don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad I don't have a daughter to have to worry about putting on the pill, that's for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, I'm like the kids are 8 and 6, and it's so hard in this world where we have so much connection, or, you know, constant communication with people, that I'm like seriously going to get them an old school flip phone to put in their backpack, so that like one day they forgot that they had to go to mask making after school, some stupid thing. So Tyler had to drive there, and Warner came out of the school like he was getting picked up at the normal time, and we could have just texted. Or I don't know if it's too early, or what they're gonna do, if they could call someone and be stupid, or I've got to pre-program it. It won't be an iPhone, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you get a phone that's like pre-programmed.
I'm not gonna worry about
hold of them.
It, right. I feel like I don't want. It feels so weird to not be able to get in contact with them, but yeah, that's how it was. I don't know.
I mean, I remember in high school,
I hate you for doing that.
I had to beg my mom for a phone because it was like I would have to call her from like a pay phone to get picked up. It's like, give me a fucking phone. I remember I got it when I was like 15 or something.
Yeah, I think I was like 16.
Nowadays, that would never happen. Like, ever. If you didn't have a phone at 12, you're probably like a freak.
I know. Then it's only then they're so close to getting an iPhone once I break the seal on getting them a flip phone.
Yeah. Right.
You can get a flip phone. It's $80 at Verizon. Isn't that funny? Maybe Santa.
Period or a month?
Period.
Oh, okay.
That's how cheap it is.
All right. Let's talk, I guess, the Beverly Hills reunion, since we didn't get to much, but they were there.
It's another doomed reunion. It won't get good. It's not going to get good. And
it'll be good for 15
unwatchable.
Minutes.
Yeah.
What we saw. That'll be the good part.
Is it?
I hated the Jamie Lee Curtis bullshit. Like, I hated cross promotion. That's just so obviously like so obvious. I just can't deal with that. I want no
part of it. It was nice, though, that she must be making buckets of money off this Bravo. She really did see a spike for her to spend her time to come to this dumb reunion.
I fast forwarded. I didn't even.
I love her intensity, though. And she tells.
Yeah, she is intense.
She tells Dorit, she's like, your genuine enthusiasm sold those wind chimes. And it almost probably made Dorit feel better because she was so clowned on for looking like an idiot.
Dick. Right.
Yeah.
I'm good on that.
He's an interesting bird. I can't stand Kyle. I honestly, they're using poor Crystal as a scapegoat, or, you know, sacrificial lamb. The season's so long and dumb that I hate these people by now. Number one. And number two, I thought that what they were talking about happened legitly last season. I was like, why are they talking about this? It was last season.
The same thing. It was like the part.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Part one was so, like this season was just too long. The stuff they were bringing up, I'm like, my God,
I thought it was last year.
Season?
Right.
Like, let's
the dark comment happened this season?
If you were in charge of this reunion, there's three things you're talking about. Kathy and all that shit. Erica fucking losing her mind. No one's going to talk about that. And then Garcelle getting attacked by bots. Like, those are the three. Because those are all tied to the cast, and we know that somebody was involved with the shit with Garcelle. Those are your three points. That's all you need to talk about. What else is there? Who cares? Who cares? Nothing.
No one sticks up for Crystal and
nobody,
whatever. But then Kyle steps in and is telling that Diana that they should have deleted the picture. The poor kid doesn't have to do anything for these freaks.
Right. Right. It's just all gross.
And like the social media, the other thing I hate is like the level of social media disgusting behavior. And like we have to talk about it. And like I just like it's not
worth
our energy.
Once they start talking about social media, my eyes glaze over. Yeah,
exactly.
I felt Garcelle hates them all, though. I don't know if she could continue on because
I don't know either.
She
has to have, and not like a charade. She needs to have a full time friend, like a housewife that is her ally outside of Sutton for her.
I think they should focus housewives around her. I would love to see Kyle get fired. Ugh. Again, bring in Allie Landry. Bring in somebody else. Bring in, you know, some different group of people. I don't give a shit about Kyle and Kathy.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I'm excited.
Kyle. Oh, you got to, Kyle, you got to leave the reunion because you're so upset. You're so upset. We've seen it, Kyle. No one cares. Don't go on the show then.
Agreed.
And her saying that the robbers contacted her and she
then they gave money. That was weird.
It seems like real weird. Scamish that she's in on this. It was all a lie. Now I don't believe any of it.
I know.
Now I believe Dorit more than Kyle because Dorit's reaction to that seems so genuine. Why would you not get the cops involved if someone's confessing to you that they came in and robbed you?
And you like know where they are and they're
sending
you
money and you don't get the cops involved. But you decide to tell everyone on national television at a reunion.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Just by the way.
Right.
It was wacky.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk Salt Lake City, which honestly, I found entertaining, even though
I did too. I'm shocked.
A complete mess. I mean, honestly, it's just fascinating to watch. Like, they were obviously all wasted, but I find Whitney super annoying.
I can't stand her.
I can't stand her voice. I can't stand the way she operates. I can't stand her outfits. Like the way she approached this entire thing. Like, I get why Heather flipped out. What are you talking? We saw the footage. She said this shit. Like, she literally said it. And she's acting like, I don't know, like her whole
reaction.
She's
brought in the middle.
And you brought it up. And then you're bringing it up again and acting like it was, I don't know. It's just all very odd.
Was the first time that they brought it up when Meredith came over to their outdoor fire?
Yes, I think so.
But they were in on it. It was kind of like they were both. It was like they must have called each other and they said, we're going to have this little talk and then we're going to blow up Lisa's spot.
Yes. But like to Meredith's, I'm not a Meredith defender, but in Meredith's defense, she didn't say anything specific. The only person who said specific things is Whitney. She literally said,
did Meredith bring it up first?
Sexual favors for like the promotion of Vita or something. Like she said that.
Did Meredith bring it up first, though?
I think so. Did but she said like it? There's rumors or something, but she didn't say it. Like she didn't name it like Whitney did.
If like, yeah, no, they're both. They're both nuts. And the way that she's handling it is she just either
then,
wants
like her yelling, like
take the class from Tamara.
Stop telling me things. I can't.
Like, and then is she trying to link it to her trauma? Is she saying that she was like hit by her parents or was she molested by family?
I think it's molested.
Molested?
Potentially. I saw probably both. It seemed like a multi-layer abuse situation.
And Heather was like, Heather was starting to hate her from that point on.
Heather, you could tell they were just all too drunk. Like, this wasn't like there were no conversations that were going to go well in this scenario. I mean, if we start at the pedaling thing, the stupid bike thing,
I'm going to burn those down.
All of a sudden, Whitney's on the pole and they're like pouring shitty wine down her vagina. What's happening? I've never seen anything like that.
Jen Shaw is the happiest person who's up for life in prison. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I also love that then all of a sudden in the middle of the dinner, she's like, I'm fighting for my life. It's like,
it's
all right,
true.
Everybody.
Like, can we distract from her poor, shitty life? God.
We don't all need to fall apart right now. I just.
I can't help but love her. And the bike peddlers coming up, it'd be like if everybody cheered on Bernie Madoff. Like she did something really bad. She's going to prison because she stole from old people. And the bike peddler is like Jen Shaw Express. It's like we're all just we're on vacation celebrating Jen Shaw. It's wild.
Yeah. I mean, all of these choices are bizarre. Like, we started like we were on a healing retreat and we end with a garbage whore lingerie party. Like, what the fuck is going on?
And the whole dress on the horses thing needed to be cut. We're not here for any of that.
That was so boring. I could care less. What was even the point? And they're walking around on horses, talking to these women. Like, they all those women wanted to go home. They wanted no parts of that. The people, like, I don't know.
Meredith, I do like Meredith, though. She's nuts. And whatever work she's had done is really settling nice.
I have to say, the scene where Heather was telling her, I actually love Heather, like, straight up to her face.
I do,
being
too.
Condescending and superior bitch. But she looked gorgeous there.
She
did. The way her hair was and her face. I'm like, oh, fuck. This is what people want to look like. Because when Lisa was yelling and crying, she has the same face situation where it's like the eyes are showing your age and none of
like
the rest
Taylor
of your
Armstrong.
Face is moving.
Yeah.
Yes. And it does not look good. Meredith's work
looks
is
tight and right.
Yeah. And I love her. I would not like Meredith in person, I'm sure. But as a character, she really gives off a great vibe of, like, she doesn't give a fuck. Like,
she's mental.
Essentially, somebody's telling her former best friend that she said she's sucking dick for alcohol. And she's just standing there like, yeah. So
she's great. Like, and I've never liked her more.
Yeah.
And when she was on Watch What Happens Live that one time where her face was really fucked up, it just shows the process. And it's like, gotta trust the process. It really, she looked beautiful. Heather is really becoming a top tier. I love Heather and Jen's relationship. If the federal courts could just throw us a bone and not send her to prison, I really love them together.
Yeah, I thought Heather was good this episode. I even liked her jokes about, like, really, we're sucking dick for, like, courtside tickets of the Jazz. Like, nobody cares about the Jazz. Like, this
when
is
she
the
starts
Lakers,
screaming, like, at the end, I didn't hear that fucking nugget. And then she starts humping the air humping. Like, I want to fuck someone. That was classic. That was top tier Housewives.
Yeah, no, it was excellent. I appreciated the mess of this episode because I think it added a little je ne sais quoi.
What do you think when they said, it seemed like Lisa's head was spinning as to who they were going to say she's fucking. And then when she said the old man, she must not be fucking him, but she did look worried.
Oh, you got like a vibe. Like, she was, her face was a little like, what are they going to say? But
then she said, I'm going to go call my husband. So it seemed like her husband's are, I can't imagine her doing it. I'm just trying to come up with some conspiracies.
Just like, I can't imagine, say, our friend group, all of a sudden there's like a prevalent rumor that multiple people are hearing about one of our friends, like, sucking dick in exchange. Like, how does that rumor begin if it's not true? Do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, either someone's really trying to blow up her spot or there's some truth to this shit. And I don't
when
know
they
which
said
it
when she goes, like, who is it or something, and her head looked like it was spinning. Then they brought up some old man who's like her dad, whoever that is.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
I would love to see Lisa hoard up too. She's not allowed to wear.
Right.
Like,
God, and those outfits. I'm sorry. You're getting me in a group of women. I'm not dressed like that. No, you don't.
Poor Tyler doesn't even get that. Yeah.
When Jen was like, I got to go pee. I was like, how? How are you going to take all this shit off? You're like in a bodysuit under a corset.
I'd rather be like Lisa. We can all just wear comfy pajamas. I don't need to see your coochie while you bend over.
No, yeah. I do not. I don't need to see your surgically enhanced belly button and boobs, Whitney. I don't want, like, her body creeps me out. There's too much surgery there. Like, she has a Khloe Kardashian stomach where, like, she no longer has a belly button. Like, it's been whatever, like, tummy tuck she got. It's like, I don't know.
She's not likable.
No, and her
voice, she's bringing down the whole show with her trauma. I feel bad. Whatever, you know. Obviously, we feel for you, but it's just like, shut up.
I know. I don't need it. I don't need it, man. Even though Potomac was like, I feel like Potomac. I want more Potomac. Like, I know we only watch one.
I know. I know. It should be on. I hate Sunday night TV.
Yeah, Sunday night. And you know why they always put the black shows on Sunday night? Like, Atlanta was always Sunday,
right?
Potomac. I don't
give Potomac a Wednesday night spot. Put Salt Lake City on Sunday night. I guess Sunday night might be top Well, I think must see TV was Thursday night with friends and shit, but nowadays everybody's streaming.
Yeah, so. Sundays I feel like Sunday night everyone's like home. Game of Thrones and like the
that's you big know, night.
It is
you
the
think
big shows? So maybe it's intentional. Anything else? That's it. We are passing on.
Come on,
Life
Tyler.
After Lockup this week. We will check in if something amazing.
There's
happens,
nothing that but... can happen. Lindsay and what's his face break up. I mean, what happened?
Oh, I forgot
nothing.
They were even on the show.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's that. Oh, have you been watching Bling Empire?
I haven't started, but I.
Okay.
I will.
All right. It's interesting.
Talk.
I think it's worth like us.
You know what bothers me?
Bit. Yeah.
I like the show. I really do. But I wish I just didn't read this. Kevin was, he was like, I got cast for that show and moved to LA for the show, which I can't get out of my head, which pisses me off. So there, the seasons will get good because I think there is good rapport and he has an interesting story and I like him, but now you can see why. I don't know. Just,
there is a desperation level for him this season that wasn't there last season where he seems like he's somebody who just wants free shit. Like Christine takes him to Paris for fashion week. Uh-huh. It's like you're taking your 12-year-old kid. Like he's just, I don't know. There's
different
maybe
world.
A little.
You can't blend worlds like that.
I know. It's
unless it was
a little weird.
And even if he was on the poorer end of growing up with them, like people like that who are super rich, it's hard to not stick with who you've known forever.
I know. Yeah, it is.
Wish they'd throw. I know Morgan Stewart's not Asian, but I wish they'd throw in Morgan Stewart with Dorothy Wang. I don't know why I'm drawn to that Morgan Stewart.
Yeah, she's you nuts. Love her. She's your Allie Landry.
Yeah, she is. Allie Landry, man. She's the key to Beverly Hills.
All right, guys. We'll be back. Those of you at BravoCon, please keep DMing us, sharing the tea. We'll keep it anonymous if it need be. Ha ha. Oh, that rhymed. All right. We love you guys. We'll be back.